This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's a Tuesday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
54 degrees right now. Going to get up into the mid-60s. Chilly start this morning.
Right.
Going to be a chilly start, really, until Friday. But the rain has finally stopped.
Yes.
Thank goodness.
That misty, creepy kind of rain.
Yeah. The good news is all the dog poop has been washed off my driveway.
Hey, look at that.
So I got that going for me. I think I made a mistake.
Oh.
And I'm admitting I made a mistake.
That jacket?
No, the jacket's great. It's a U.S. Olympic team.
I'm an Olympian.
I'm sorry that I love America. Do you not love America?
You don't love it that much.
I love it. And shut up. So yesterday, let me give you a background.
Like,
we have four morning shows in this building.
Mm-hmm.
And the great part about working here is we all get along great.
Oh, yeah.
So like, with the exception of Tommy, who leaves at 10 o'clock, everybody will like hang out after the shows. We'll shoot the crap.
Yeah, you convene.
Yeah, exactly. Like, we'll laugh. It's a lot of fun. It's a really, really good
time. It's nice when the young people get together.
Young. We're all in our 30s and 40s now, man. You just old. So yesterday, Kimmy and I were hanging out with Hope down on the country station for a little while. Like, you know, catching up with her, seeing what she's doing. And so Hope had mentioned Kimmy for the last, I don't know, month and a half, 2 months, that she was going to the gym and she was starting to eat right.
Yeah. Right? She's making a lifestyle change.
Yes. Okay. She had said, you know, I just want to lose a couple of pounds. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Yeah, that's great. So yesterday she comes in and we're talking to her and she's lost weight.
Fantastic.
And she looks great.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So as we're wrapping up the conversation, she gets up to leave and I was like, oh, wow, she lost some weight. So I said to her, hey, Hope, you look great.
Okay.
And she goes, what? And in that moment, I was like, oh.
It was the timing,
okay.
I think.
She
said it as she got up.
Well, I hadn't, like, you know, like, now I'm standing in front of her, and I was like, oh, wow.
So you can see her entire figure.
Yep.
The second she was like, what? I was like, oh, God, no, what have I done? What have I done? And I was like, you know, you said you were working out, eating right. You look
looking
great.
Good, you look girl.
And I was just...
How
do you make it so much worse?
How she even get them jeans on?
For God's sakes, man.
He's the reason why you can't say
no, but that's
you
just,
look great.
It was completely...
He and many men before him.
Girl, you tried to fit into them jeans like he was 17.
It was completely innocent.
Yeah.
And the reason...
It was a compliment.
Well, yes, it was a compliment. Yeah. And then guys like you start talking and you make me look like a creepazoid.
Oh, I did it, huh? Well, I wasn't even here.
No, well, you're doing it now.
Oh, yeah.
Like the sinking feeling I had in my stomach when she goes, what? What is wrong?
So she didn't take it the right
way. Well, no, after I explained it, she's like, oh, thank you so much. She started talking about it. But like, I don't know if she was doing that to like... not make me feel bad.
Okay.
Or she was doing that because she was like, oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I don't know. And to be fair, I'm never going to know because I'm never going to do that ever again.
But she brought up the fact that she was working out and losing weight. Correct?
Weeks ago.
All right.
So, like, I mean, I had noticed. Like, oh,
but it was established that this was something she was trying to do.
Yes.
So I don't think that's completely in the wrong to say something if you know she's on this journey that she explained to you.
Okay. So you and I, we're on the same page. Mm-hmm. A nation turns its lonely eyes to Kimmy.
Yeah, Miss Kimmy.
Was that okay? What I did?
I think you look great isn't a weird thing to say. Okay. I think, again, it was kind of like the timing of it all.
Which was she stood up?
Yeah, like she stood up. So like she was kind of like making her way out the door.
Bow, chicka, bow, bow,
and it was just like bow, a weird parting bow, thing to say.
Well, but whose side are you on, you dick?
I know.
I'm doing mouth exercises.
Is that what you're doing? Yeah. I hear the best mouth exercise is shutting it. Because, like, here's the thing.
Yeah.
It was not intended to be creepy in any way.
Yeah.
It was not intended to be, like, sexual in any way. Having lost weight myself, I know how much it sucks. And I know how good it feels when somebody's like, you're...
So and it's working.
That was my only thing. Mm. That was the only thing I was trying to do. And I don't know, like, maybe it wasn't even a big deal. Maybe it's just in my head now because I'm, like, hypersensitive to this stuff because I work with you.
Don't blame me
Don't
for
blame
your
you.
Mouth.
Bow, 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 honky tonk. Bow, honky tonk. Jeans, ow, teenagers, bow, creeping bore stuff. Stop making noises. Like, Kimmy, if you got a compliment like that from a male coworker.
To your point.
Well, the guy's got cataracts. And you shouldn't point that out.
It wouldn't be so weird if I was somebody who was open about my weight loss journey really I like to talk about changing my lifestyle, my new habits, whatever. Like, if that's a conversation that I've had with people, I don't think it's as weird for them to bring up that you look good.
Gotcha.
Or you look different.
Okay.
If I hadn't said anything and I kind of was just leaving it up to people to assume, I would think it would be a little weird that you brought it up out of the blue.
No, but see, here's the thing, and I appreciate that statement. Here's what bothers me a little bit too, because I will admit, I think I made a mistake. Shouldn't have said anything in hindsight. However, Kimmy was in the room with me, and you knew what I was trying to say.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. You just let that hang. Like, you could have jumped in and also said something.
Well, would it be weird if I was like, "Oh no, he didn't mean that. He didn't mean that like a creep a creepy way."
Yeah, what could she say?
I think that would only point out the awkward situation even more.
Don't say that. Obviously, he didn't mean it in a creepy way.
Well, what do you want me to say?
You could have been like, they're working out. You look great. We could have tag teamed this.
You
thing.
Think it wouldn't? I didn't want to make it worse for you, but jumping in and coming to your defense,
she turned tail and ran away from the situation. I thought we were a team here.
I learned from the best.
You hung me out to dry.
All right, so let's review.
Okay.
You made this statement.
Yes. Yeah.
And so far, it's my fault and it's Kimmy's fault.
Yes, I think that's
not
right.
Your fault.
Yes, that's exactly.
You were
happening.
Completely innocent.
It was an innocent comment. It was an innocent.
And I also, as a woman, don't want to point out her body and make her feel weird in that moment.
But then why are you saying it's okay for me to make that statement?
Well, because you just went and did it, so it's too late now.
All right, so let me ask you this. So let's say you don't know anything about this person's journey and weight loss.
Yeah.
You know, but you do notice a dramatic change in somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, it's very obvious this person lost, let's say, 50 pounds.
Okay.
It's pretty obvious. They changed, their outfits and everything. Are you allowed to say anything about that? Like, it's painfully obvious that you've made a change.
I guess it would depend on your relationship with that person.
Well, like, with Hope. I mean, you're a casual coworker.
I would say, like, with somebody like that, it would be okay. But I guess you just never really know. Because what if somebody really did not want people to point it out? Or, like, they were self-conscious still about the way they looked. They weren't at the point they want to be at yet. I don't know. I guess I don't know. Because I'm not... If I'm somebody in the middle of that journey.
I'm always in such good shape, so I can't even
I'm not even saying that.
I've always been skinny.
I can't put weight on.
Oh, it's so hard. You guys don't know what it's like to have to keep up.
I don't know. I just think, like, pointing out a body at any point could go very wrong very quickly.
All right, to answer your question, here's why. If they're not sharing that stuff, you shouldn't say anything.
But it's very dramatic.
Yes, my biggest fear is if someone lost 50 pounds and didn't mention anything.
Are they going through something?
Yes, they didn't mean to lose 50 pounds. Either they're stressed at home,
but I'm saying, like, you can kind of tell, like, they're dressing sharp.
Okay, but see, here's the thing. You can't do
everything's
that.
Everything's tight on
you
them
can't
now.
Well, like, they may have just gotten new clothes.
Yeah. But everything firmed up.
Okay, well.
I know what you're trying to do, and I hate
Maybe
you.
Maybe she got, like, a new jacked rack. Can you say something if she got, like, a nice set?
No. I'm going to say a hard no on that.
Not D's, but, like, really nice C cup.
I don't think
action.
You're listening to what she said.
Yeah, I heard.
No, okay. No. Well, because if you did, you would have just stopped talking. Once again, the best mouth exercise is.
I always thought people like compliments.
Well, that's why I. No, because even that makes me sound creepy like your dad. Oh, here, ladies like the compliments.
They do. Who doesn't like a compliment?
Not everybody likes people focusing on their appearance in any way. Like, sometimes that just makes some people feel uncomfortable. Even if you're saying a nice thing, people don't always receive it in a positive way.
You dress yourself up. You spend all this money. You spend all this time to not mention it. It's kind of weird. Like, why get all beautified if you're not going to talk?
Beautified?
Yeah.
What are you, Tyler Perry?
Because it makes them feel good about themselves? I don't know.
I mean, some people just do it for them.
All right.
But along the lines...
They realize their clothes start fitting better, or they like the way something looks. It's not... They don't look in the mirror and be like, wonder what Tommy's going to say about this today. Actually, probably people here do.
Along the lines of what you just said, Tommy, again, 252 WCMF yesterday, you know, well, all of us that do mornings will hang out after the show, except for Tommy, because he leaves at 9:50.
Yeah, your kids have your little rap session.
And Hope, she works down at the country station. She had mentioned a couple weeks ago, you know, she was going to start going to the gym and, you know, try and lose a little weight. And I noticed yesterday, like, she lost weight.
Yeah.
And having gone through this myself, knowing how
tough it is.
And, you know, it is a nice motivator when people like, hey, you look great. I had said to her while she was leaving, hey, Hope, you look great. And she goes, what? And I was like, oh, God, no. What have I done? And Kimmy hangs me out to dry. Mm. And your reputation in this room makes me look a creep. So I did nothing wrong. It is all of your faults, but I still shouldn't have said anything out loud. You had said, don't you want to hear from everybody that you look good? Isn't that why you do it? I think even you could admit, because you've gone through this weight loss thing. Mm. You were once a big old fat boy.
Oh, I was Chibaloo.
Right? You were sweating gravy and then sopping it up with a biscuit. Even you can admit there are some people, when they would give you compliments, it made you uncomfortable.
Hmm. Yeah, probably.
So they wait. I
can't even think of when somebody gave me a compliment.
Ever.
But lose a weight. Yeah, even that. That it made me uncomfortable. But I'm also a dude.
No, there have been a couple of times where somebody said something and it just kept going.
What if somebody, you hate the way they dress, you hate the way they carry themselves, and they came in and complimented your entire outfit? Like, would that make you question your fashion choices?
Sure.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah. All right.
So, Kimmy, you were going to say something. I'm sorry before.
Well, I was going to say, you're also taking a risk saying somebody looks great. Like, did you change something if nothing on them changed? Because you're kind of leaving it up to, well, did I not look good before?
Okay, now you're overthinking.
No,
it's
because
too
you,
much.
No, Pat did this to me once.
What?
So there was, I can't remember, my husband posted an older picture of me. I don't remember what I was doing.
You were a kid.
But it was from a few years ago. And Pat said in a roundabout way, did you lose weight since then? Or something along those lines. And I go, no, I'm literally the same size there that I am now.
Well,
and
sorry, I was trying to be
you
nice.
Didn't say it quite like that. You were trying to say it in a complimentary way.
Right.
But I was like, no, I'm literally the exact same weight in that picture as I am now. And I was like, and you go, oh. And then you stop talking.
I'm just going to stop talking to everybody, I think. I think that's probably the best
move
here. So
don't throw any compliments.
Well, no, because even she brings that up.
Right.
Because, if you ask if somebody lost weight and they're like, no, it kind of means you thought differently of them before.
No, because on Sunday night, my daughter had hockey.
Yeah.
Right? So, buddy of mine, his wife, you know, I've known him for years. Our daughters have played hockey together since they were five. And her hair looked different. So, they're standing together. I go, did you get a haircut? Right? She goes, no, it's the same. I've always done it. And now it's awkward.
Yep.
And I go, oh, what, did you get it caught in the lawnmower over the weekend, making a joke? And she's like, no, he mows the lawn. I was like, oh, I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everybody.
You're
just going to stop. Now I realize as I'm saying this out loud with you talking, I sound like your dad with the argument, everybody loves compliments. But I'm just trying to be brighten people's day.
Well, you said it was, remember last, I don't think Kimmy was here one day when I said somebody looked, a woman looked muscular.
Yes.
And you said that was creepy.
That's very creepy.
And I just meant she looked very athletic. I said she's very muscular.
Yeah, I mean, it's a compliment.
No, but some women don't want to be muscular.
Yeah.
But I would say
it would just be a weird thing to say to somebody.
I mean, she's very athletic in tone.
That feels worse.
Why? To say a woman has a firm, beautiful body that is sculpted?
Would you say that to her face?
No, because only because I legally can't.
Yeah, okay.
But if I wasn't, illegal, I would.
If we were living under this communist regime, yes. We couldn't specifically compliment parts of women's bodies.
Totalitarian anti-muscular movement.
No, but that's just what, like, there's a wide berth between you look great and you have a toned, tight body.
Athletic build.
But for some reason, it feels the same.
Yeah, it does.
Right? And I don't know why. I don't know why that is.
So one thing my brother always says to now my brother is 78 years old.
Okay. Yeah.
And he described a woman that we were talking about over the phone as long-legged. It didn't need to be said.
Yeah.
But he was talking about somebody at the gym.
You could have just said she's tall or something, right?
No, but there's a difference between tall and long-legged.
That's what I'm saying, though.
But that's like an old school.
It's weird that you pointed out, yeah.
She goes, yeah, she's very long-legged.
Is that inappropriate? Because I wouldn't have even
Well, it's different, I guess, if you're describing somebody to somebody else. You're not saying it to that person.
What's wrong with long-legged?
It's very old school.
Okay.
But it's also kind of like you're focusing on her leg. Not that she's tall. She's long-legged. Kind of you're focusing on her leg.
Okay, but I'm someone who has long legs and a short abdomen. I'm a long-legged man.
But nobody cares.
Well, no, your guy who tails your pants does, that's for sure.
That's about it, but he's already got a hold of your insert.
No, I don't. Is long-legged
creepy.
Inappropriate?
I've never thought of that. I've never heard that
Like, when
term
somebody
before.
Calls women gals, like I would ask my dad, what are you watching today? I'm watching the gals play golf. It just sounds...
Well, that's kind of condescending.
Yeah, it's kind of demeaning. Yeah.
Is Gales condescending?
Well, it's the way he put it, I guess.
I'm watching the gals play today.
But what if he said ladies? Would that be the same? Because
it's called ladies golf.
Yeah, that's what it is. LPGA.
I mean, it's not the worst thing you could say.
Watching these long-legged gals swing them clubs.
Kimmy, are you long-legged or are you long abdomen?
I have a longer torso.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, this is getting really creepy now.
Why is that creepy?
Are you long-legged?
All the things we've said.
You long-legged, you got yourself a long torso.
The reason I asked that question.
She's got a fine long torso.
Was to establish if someone referred to Kimmy as long-legged,
she got one of them birthing torsos.
Bob, damn it.
What?
That torso could hold a baby just firm and fine. Down in the West Texas town. I met a Mexican girl. With a long torso.
She's got legs so long, she's got one leg in El Paso and one leg in Juarez.
She bow-legged. She long-legged, bow-legged.
So it's funny, but it is funny like how long-legged is a compliment, but long torso, it makes you sound like a freak. Mm-hmm.
Well, now you're
kind
of getting into the sex parts.
No, the torso is the...
No.
Bro, the torso is from, from the cooch
no.
to
no,
the
like
nips.
No, that's like the hip area.
No, it's shoulders to...
Waist.
Like belt line.
Yeah.
Well, you could throw the shoulders in there, but all the sex is involved in it.
No, that's your crotch. Your torso is not
when they
hard.
Find a severed. When they just find a torso of a mob hit,
yeah,
it's still got a giner and boobies.
No.
Or a dong and less boobies.
No, they're talented.
I mean, I guess you're right.
Yeah, I mean, all the sex is.
No, the torso does not include your genitals.
Yeah, see, you can have sex with a torso.
No, you.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What do they call it? Neck,
they call that you're going to jail. That's what they call it.
It's a word for it when you have sex with dead people.
Nope.
Necrophilia?
We're not going to top that creep today.
It's 6:15, and you just said into a live microphone, you could have sex with a torso.
Yes.
Like you were advertising a how-to video.
Well, you like when they sell those sex dolls at the porn store? Usually it's just a torso. So it's got like butt cheeks and everything. If you pay extra for that, though.
We got a dynamite. I don't even.
What?
I almost cursed. That's how flabbergasted I am by what just happened.
Here. You knew where this was going to end up.
Okay. Nope, when
I started by telling a story of how I complimented Hope on her weight loss and felt uncomfortable doing it, yeah. I did not think it would end on the sentence, you could have sex with a torso. Who in their right mind would have seen that coming? And that's with me having known you since I was like 14, 15.
I think Alice Cooper wrote a tune about it.
How's that go?
I think it's called Cold, Cold Ethel.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The major question marks around this bill season started in like March, April.
Okay.
Right? You start. Okay.
Bye.
You started losing all of those name brand veteran Bills players, and the question was, who's going to step up and fill those roles? And the Bills started signing players, and the question then became, can these guys step up and do it? It's hard to step up when you're not there, because Tommy, they say your best ability is your availability.
All right.
And if that's the case, the Bills have very little ability right now.
So they're limping into the season.
This is very bad. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So yesterday, Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, sits down in his press conference, and he announces that the plan for the final preseason game on Saturday, 1 o'clock, that you can listen to live on CMF, was for the Bills starters to play a little bit against the Carolina Panthers.
Okay.
McDermott then followed that up by saying they will not be doing that.
Oh.
Because of all the injuries that the team has. And the injury situation is really bad.
So how?
When it comes to potential starters, wide receiver Curtis Samuel, he is week to week with a turf toe, which is like a sprained toe.
Yeah.
Safety Damar Hamlin, he is week to week with a hamstring. He was only in the starting spot because rookie Cole Bishop got hurt earlier in training camp. It's possible he could be back this week, maybe, but he's missed 3 weeks of practice as a rookie, which McDermott doesn't like starting rookies, period. You're not going to start that guy week one. Then there are players that matter that aren't necessarily starters. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, he is out week to week with a neck injury. Not as serious as they thought, but still not great. Tight end Quentin Morris, he is week to week. And then the one that makes things super complicated, backup quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, the Trubiscuit, is now week to week with a knee injury, which means yesterday the Bills had to sign their second backup quarterback in as many weeks because the week before that, Shane Buechele was hurt in their first preseason game.
So this guy's got to be a real schlub.
The Bills signed former Ravens quarterback Anthony Brown. He's played for two NFL teams. He got one start with the Ravens like 3 years ago. He was on the Dallas
Cowboys. How many Anthony Browns have been through this league in the last 40 years?
I can think of three players named Anthony Brown that have played for the Bills.
So he's a third string guy?
Oh, he might be their second string guy.
But I mean, technically, this guy's sitting around.
Technically, he's the Bills' fifth string guy. Okay. He is the fifth quarterback that will have been on the roster since training camp started.
Going to get a good look at him on Saturday.
Big body, strong arm.
All right.
The game he started, played well, but he had three turnovers. Mm. And it's one game. But by the way, if Anthony Brown is your starting quarterback at any point, I mean, you got bigger problems than Anthony Brown being a quarterback.
And this is the last game.
This is the last preseason game. Yeah, the Bills open the season the first week of September. So you're about 2.5 weeks away.
God damn.
There's
two ways. I'll go ahead. You go ahead.
I was going to say, did I see McDermott said he's also cutting back on practice?
Yes.
Before the start of the season just keep these guys healthy.
So last week, it's more about worries that they're getting too many reps. Last week, when they only had Josh Allen and Mitchell Trubisky before they signed Ben DiNucci. Mm-hmm.
DiNucci.
The third string quarterback that seems to know the second string quarterback.
The Italian Stallion.
Josh Allen spent the entire practice throwing balls, which is not great for your starting quarterback's arm. In fact, it became such a thing that they were asking players after, when's the last time you saw a quarterback throw that many balls in an NFL practice? And they were all like, never. So I'm guessing Kimmy McDermott doesn't want people burning out their knees, elbows, and shoulders doing things because there's not enough guys in practice.
So they're just laying back.
You don't really have a choice. You don't really have a choice.
So what are they doing this week? Like classrooms?
Jenga.
Classrooms?
Well, he's sitting there watching film.
You doing the classroom, Kimmy?
All right, do your homework.
Okay. So there's three scenarios that we're looking at here.
They don't sound good.
The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Scenario one is that this is an act of gamesmanship from Sean McDermott.
Oh, he's playing a little chess.
Yes. I mean, you don't need Josh Allen to play in this preseason game. He's going to be good to go. He doesn't need to take a snap of the preseason reality. The hope was that you would see a little magic between his receivers and he.
Yeah.
But they've also had a ton of practice, and they had that joint practice against the Steelers that we didn't really get to see.
Yeah.
So he may feel comfortable with that. So best case scenario is that McDermott is completely confident. The main players we named will be back by opening day, and this is something we don't talk about 3 weeks from now.
Okay.
The not-so-great but still good case scenario...
What's that one?
...is that wide receiver Curtis Samuel, who's probably your number one, and safety Cole Bishop are back and they're ready for opening day.
But right? You're going to rest them now.
Yeah, and yeah, just let things go. Mm. As soon as opening day starts, you forget they were even injured because Kimmy last year, Bills linebacker Terrell Bernard, who no one had ever heard of before, got the opening day start, and everyone was like, what the hell are you doing? He was hurt all training camp, and he became this explosive play machine throughout the season.
Okay.
So that was good. Worst case scenario...
Ooh, number three.
This is a legitimate problem, and the bigger issue is, Tommy, when you have injuries like this in training camp...
They ain't even started hitting.
Those injuries can nag into the season. So, like...
So it's going to be the season of the nag.
Yeah. Yeah. Could be. Could be nag season. Nag season USA.
And I think, like, you know, to your point, I mean, the Bills have dealt with this before... Where a no-name guy will come in and just really shine or really be able to like hold it down while their stars get healthy. But the problem is you have a lot of guys doing that right now. And is it sustainable?
Yes, and a lot of those guys that were able to come in and hold it down for a little while were moved into starting positions before they got hurt. You know what I mean? Like, DeMar Hamlin is one of those guys where the season he had that incident in Cincinnati, he was in there for Micah Hyde, and he was playing well, right? But he wasn't supposed to be on the field there. Last year, he was a healthy scratch, and granted, he's coming back from, you know, what he went through, right? But, like, when people saw that DeMar Hamlin was getting a lot of starting safety reps, they were like, hey, question, you know, this wasn't in the plan, so what are we doing here? And now he's hurt. Are we now officially on Micah Hyde watch?
I mean, now's the time. When did they have to make their first round of cuts? Or, I'm sorry, their only round of cuts.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
So I wonder if, like, it would maybe happen around then, if that was going to happen.
So for those who don't know what I'm talking about, again, 252-WCMF, 252-9263, the Bills are dealing with a massive amount of injuries before the season even starts. Sean McDermott says they were planning on playing the starter Saturday against Carolina, but they will not due to the injury situation. Hell, last week, the injury situation kept Josh Allen and Terrell Bernard off the field, Bills linebacker, because what happened with Matt Milano, they wanted to keep the two guys that they saw the most valuable healthy as possible. Micah Hyde has been a Bills safety on this team for, what, 8 years? Heart and soul of the defense?
As long as McDermott's been here, just about, right?
So Micah Hyde has been contemplating retirement since the end of last season. Okay. His running mate and Jordan Poyer went down and signed to Miami, and the idea was we were moving on to new safeties. But throughout the offseason, the door has been left open, not only by Micah Hyde saying he's still not sure what he wants to do.
Because he hasn't officially announced retirement.
Has not filed his retirement paperwork.
Just been quiet.
GM Brandon Bean, and I'm paraphrasing, has said it multiple times throughout the offseason that the lines of communication are still open.
Oh, he's done.
And they're going to let him make the decision.
Toast. That's well, toast talk.
If he was done, he would have filed his retirement.
And he said he didn't want to play anywhere else. If he was going to come back, it would be with the Bills.
Yeah, he's out.
If it's going to happen, it's going to happen in the next 2 weeks.
So they're going to pull the trigger.
I would say the next week, yes. Yeah. If it's going to happen, I think
we'll
it happens by next Tuesday.
See what happens on Saturday.
Because, like, I mean, Kimmy, at this point, you're down to your fourth safety?
Yeah.
If DeMar Hamlin can't go on opening day, you're down to your fourth safety.
Who do they play opening day?
Arizona Cardinals at home, 1 o'clock. No, it's not.
Man,
they had a
West
top
Coast
five
ball,
pick.
Error, Coryell.
How many times do I have to tell you that when West Coast teams
desert
come
storm.
East, we... What?
Yeah, they no, play in the desert.
Middle East.
No, but
West Coast
desert.
Ball, the Middle East.
Yes.
No, I mean, look, I'm going to knock on wood here.
All right.
The good news is you're not opening your season with, like, juggernaut teams like you have the last couple
so
of years.
So we can push around Arizona.
I would think so, but then again, you never know. That's why they play the games. I mean, Kimmy, Micah Hyde agreeing to come back and play this season, one more season, say goodbye to the fans, would be an ideal situation right now.
Yeah. No,
just because you need
so.
His ass.
Well,
I
mean, it gives Cole Bishop the, you know,
you've
second
got that
pick.
Right now. You're kind of lacking that, like, veteran guy back there, right? I don't know anybody else that would have, you know, step into that role.
Matt Milano's gone for the season. Tyler Rapp's been in this defense for 1 year. Terrell Bernard was a starter for 1 year. You got your corners in Russell Douglas. He only played half a season here. The other guy in Christian Benford's been here for 3 years. Yeah, I mean, that would be your voice of the defense. Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
I know you say, you know, you need a veteran, you know, the wise old guy. Do those young guys even listen to those dudes?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, they revere guys. Like, you hear them talk about them.
Yeah, I know. I understand the jive in front of the camera, but like, I know how y'all act towards old people. But and you treat me like crap. Well, and I think, do they all treat me?
Do you think you're the Micah Hyde of the break room?
He does.
I like that.
Yeah?
Like
oh, no, that. You are kind of like the Micah Hyde of the break room in a way that you don't show up every day. You haven't been here for months.
I'm pretty sure Micah Hyde wasn't buying those players drinks at 15.
Oh. All right. Yeah. I don't know.
To be fair, we don't know. We never asked. No, I mean,
but I mean, like those guys, like a lot, all these new guys coming in, they've grown up watching Micah Hyde.
Have they? They've been playing football themselves. They've been playing college football. They even know this guy.
Yeah, they know these guys.
I would imagine if you are that position, you know that guy.
And he's not like a star. He's not like a national name.
Oh, why? But what safety is? Name another safety.
That's what I mean. But if you grow up and you are a safety, you're going to look up to other safeties.
Say, who? What?
Gary Fensick.
Gary Fensick, safety.
Was he a safety?
I don't think he was a safety.
I think he was a safety for the Chicago Bears.
Kimmy, will you look up? Well, no, because they had a weird defense. We're not going to get deep into the Chicago Bears 46
well, you got
defense.
Deep.
No, I said Micah Hyde.
You said name another safety. I said Gary Fensick. That's when safeties played safety.
By the way, didn't Gary Fensick lose to Bobby Fischer in 1975?
He did.
All right, so we sit and we wait.
This sounds horrible, man.
Okay, you always...
But it does. Like, everybody's near death.
Nobody's near death. There was a guy that was actually near death 2 years ago.
I know, and it's gotten worse.
It has not gotten worse. He's got a hamstring.
That was almost
problem.
Like an omen.
For God's sakes. We sit. We wait on Micah Hydewatch. Yeah. We wait on that.
Get this used to some new names in the mix.
And then hope to God that by the middle of next week, all of a sudden, Curtis Samuel's back, Cole Bishop's back,
Tamar Hamlin's
back.
It's a miracle.
Look, I mean, McDermott is really good at playing his cards close to his vest. So let's hope.
He doesn't have a tell. I will give you that.
Yeah, he didn't want to say like a return date for any of these guys, which makes me think they're really playing it safe here.
So fingers crossed, everybody.
All right, Captain Boredom? Yes.
Captain Boredom.
Boredom.
Captain Boredom, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to insult a guy by making myself look stupid. It would be one of the scarier moments of your life.
Yeah, sure.
Well, and if you've flown enough, you've had one of those flights where you thought, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
It's over. It's on the staff and the plane. It's on the staff of the plane to keep people calm and safe. But after a plane in distress lands safely, there is still someone that has a job to do.
What's that?
Someone who didn't sign up for anything but being a ride home.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, a scary afternoon for folks flying into Rochester last week.
What happened?
Story in the DNC says an American Airlines flight from Boston to Rochester had to make an emergency landing in Syracuse around 3:30 in the afternoon. Story says there was reported smoke in the cockpit.
That can't be good.
No.
But that wasn't confirmed. So right.
I thought it was like the smell of smoke, but they couldn't tell where it was coming from.
Now, let's go with Kimmy's story. That sounds better. Now, we've all in this room been on a flight that we were convinced was going down, right? Kimmy, have you?
A little, rockier than normal.
Okay. So we know the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But like that flight I was on didn't involve smoke.
Yes.
You know? Like the second I see or smell smoke, I'm convinced that I'm going to die on that plane.
Yeah.
It's over.
You're toast.
Oh, I just assume they like burnt food or something.
They don't cook on the plane. They just put it in the microwave.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, you got a guy flambéing up too much. What flights are...
Got to flip those sausages to burn it.
As if the potential smoke and the emergency landing wasn't bad enough for these poor passengers, the folks on the plane did not get another plane to get home to Rochester.
Oh.
How could you?
Yeah, it was such a short hop.
Yeah.
They were put on a bus. Mm. They were driven down the 90 to the airport in Rochester.
See, that's what sucks is you only had like 10 more minutes on that plane.
It does, but here's the thing.
And your luggage is probably still sitting in Syracuse.
I assume they just throw the luggage on the bus.
Oh, maybe.
All right, but here's the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
If I go through something like that, we have to emergency land and there may be smoke. I'm not getting on another plane.
How?
Put me in that bus.
Oh,
and
like
I'm
if you had longer
home.
To go.
100%.
So I had to do it in Montreal.
Wait, you bussed home from Montreal?
No. You had to wait on another plane.
Oh.
How am I getting home?
Well,
they weren't offering you a
bus service.
Yeah, because I was supposed to go Montreal. The flight home was Montreal, Baltimore home.
Ooh.
And we took off. And the fire alarm went off, so they leveled off the plane. They turned right around. They came back to the airport. They had the guys with the water cannons pointing at the thing.
Oh, they went
in the back. Everything was fine, obviously. Get back inside, you just rebook another flight and go home.
Okay, yeah, I'm renting a car, and I'm driving home from Montreal. I'm not doing that.
But you know how much money that costs?
No, I mean, you know how much life costs? When you're dead, nothing. You can't do anything. So you rent a car, and you go home.
But the odds of two planes crapping to bed Arlo, so minuscule.
Didn't Hemingway get in two plane crashes in 5 days?
He was drinking and driving.
No, he wasn't flying the plane.
Okay. Those were like little flights in Africa back in the day.
Just saying.
And those pilots were all alcoholics.
Okay, so the passengers obviously had a rough time on this flight. The pilots that had to land the plane safely, I'm assuming that's a rough situation. The stewards, stewardesses that had to keep folks calm and prepare them for the worst, that is an admirable job.
You ain't kidding.
But the folks who had it by far the worst had no training at all.
Who?
What do you say to the person you're picking up from the airport that just had a scary-ass flight?
So, like, the bus driver? Or
the person waiting for you in Rochester, your friend, your family member that is waiting for you at the airport when you just got off a flight that you thought was going
to
kill you.
I'm going to guess you don't have to say much because they're not going to shut up about it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they have had, what, like an hour and a half to process.
Yeah.
The what they've been through, right? Like, at that point, they might just be relieved that they're almost home.
In this case scenario, you're right. But there are people that'll have rough, scary landings coming into Rochester,
right?
Like, I mean,
it's always bumpy coming into this town, man.
And I grew up down by the airport. The firehouse in Gates was, like, right next to my house. Mm. My dad picked this really prime piece of real estate next to a firehouse down the street from the airport, over a bowling alley, underneath another bowling alley. But, like, those fire trucks would go probably three times a week for a potential issue at the airport.
Oh, really?
It happened on a regular basis.
That's a little scary.
So, like, let's say they land scary in Rochester. What do you say when they get in that car? You just there to listen? You're not going to say a word?
Yeah, because, like, what can you say? Because you weren't there. Like,
and you probably kind of want the gossip.
I don't want to hear about that.
You don't?
No.
I would want to hear about it.
You would want to hear about the scary flight they were just on?
I mean, you got to just say, like, you know, thank God you're home. Thank God you're safe.
No, but they're going to want you to react as if you were on the flight with them.
But I can't.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have that juice in you, man. So they're going to be frustrated that they're trying to tell you about the scary thing that just happened. You're just like, wow.
I always say, usually when I have to pick my wife up from the airport, it's late. It's like 10:30 on.
Okay.
Sometimes it's been midnight. I ain't got any energy, man. I got the dog with us. I just want to get home. I want to go back to bed.
Yeah.
She had a rough flight. I would just zone out. Like,
That's what I'm saying. And I understand you doing that, but she's not going to want that. She wants more from you. She wants you to tell her that she's lucky to be alive and identify with the struggles that she was going through on that plane. And thank God that she is still here, because what would your life be without her?
Right. I'll do all that.
No, but you can't.
Can you write this down?
You can, and I wouldn't be able to do it either, because you physically can't do it.
Yeah.
And what makes this story even worse, to Kimmy's point, talking about this flight, it was supposed to be coming from Boston to Rochester. Smell of smoke or smoke in the plane is some of the reports, but who the hell knows? That wasn't confirmed. Had to land in Syracuse, an emergency landing. Those people then were put on a bus and driven down the 90 back to Rochester. The person that took the 90-minute bus from Syracuse to the airport when you're picking them up, between the landing, getting off the plane, loading of the bags, loading of the bus with people, that could easily be a 2 to 3 hour delay.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It's a long process.
And you may have already been waiting for them at the airport at their scheduled time, only to get that call about what happened. And now you're super inconvenienced because you're in that no man's land, Tommy. There's not enough time with 2-3 hours to go home and do anything. But 2 to 3 hours near the airport, you're bored out of your mind. What are you doing? Going to Ross's?
If I'm at the airport and she's not going to be home for 2 to 3 hours, I'm going to say, call me when they pull in.
So you're going home?
Yeah. 3 hours?
But by the
time. Bro, I'm 10 minutes, 15 minutes from the airport.
Okay, I love guys like you. I'm 15 minutes, you're not. It's a 23-minute door-to-door airport trip.
Okay, so when the bus pulls in, call me. I'll get in the car and go get you. I'm not sitting in the loser cell phone line for 3 hours.
Well, he's saying, like, go to somewhere nearby and, like, shop or eat or something.
Oh, you know what they call that? My house.
So 23 minutes. 23 minutes back to your house.
Yeah.
23 minutes to get back to the airport.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 46 minutes, right? So let's take that out of the 2 hours. So now you're going to be sitting. What are you going to do for an hour at your house?
Anything than sit in my car, not moving.
Yeah, I'm probably going home.
Yeah. You're going to go home? I can't go home.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Well, you live in such a weird area.
Would you just bounce around?
I guess. Sucks because that Perkins is closed out there in Gates. It's been closed for 30 years, but, you know, I still like that Perkins.
Like, even if you sat down to eat somewhere, I mean, that maybe eats up an hour.
You have to eat really slow.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's an impossible situation because even like having a mall near you for 2 hours, you would have to do a lot
Stroll
of
the mall.
Slow walking to kill 2 hours. But
you can look at the same thing 7 times.
Like, I live 15 minutes from the airport, 10, 15 minutes, and I'm not going home on 2 hours.
I would.
I'm not.
And by the way, you know what you're going to end up doing? Just spending needless money.
You're right.
You're going to make dumbass purchases.
You're right. But I'm going to get home. I'm going to sit down on my couch. I'm going to start watching something. I'm going to get super frustrated because that thing is not going to be over by the time I have to get up. And I know when my wife gets home, I can't finish watching it because this is funny and she's not going to want to watch it. You get what I'm saying?
But I also, like, when I go to pick her up at night, I usually bring the dog because she wants to see the dog. Mm-hmm. So I also got the dog with me.
Okay.
The dog's not going to hang in a car for 2 hours.
You could take the dog to a park and take it for a walk.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
It's safe.
I'm going to get knifed or raped.
You're getting, who,
or a knife raping.
Not doing it.
Not worst doing BG tune of all time.
Not doing it. Nope. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Again, talking about this emergency landing flight from Boston. Had to make an emergency landing in Syracuse on its way to Rochester because of smoke issues, apparently. Folks on the plane had to get on a bus and drive to Rochester instead of getting a flight. This comes in from Dave. Dave says, I had to do the bus thing, but it was from Albany. I much rather
would have gotten
another plane.
That's a half a day.
Yeah, he says, and the part of the engine came off on the plane we were on. That's why
Holy
we had to
Holy Christ, man.
Hey, you believe Dave?
What?
Part
that
of the
seems,
engine.
That well, seems yeah, extreme.
Not the whole engine, but a chunk of it could have come
off. Not the whole thing, just part of it.
Like the casing around it.
We wouldn't have heard that story. You know, doing a news story, a news show, a part of an engine came off.
Could be a big engine cover-up.
Is that what it is? Yeah. We hear about every little thing that goes wrong with Boeing, but they're covering up engines
you sure
falling
do
off.
Now, here's another thing you don't that could happen in your scenario. Because, you know, like when you tell somebody like something happened to you just now, and then they want to tell you all the times they went through stuff. So they're not even listening to you anymore.
Yeah, yes.
Like that guy. I remember that time that whole damn engine came off, and I remember I watched that whole engine fall to the ground. We still landed. It took me 7 days, and we were never heard from again.
No, but you're right.
They don't even care.
But they want validation, but it's impossible for you to care that much in the car. Unless it was a situation where it was like, you know, landing gear didn't come off, this plane slid, there was sparks
landing
and fire, like all that stuff. Okay, like now I'm legitimately concerned about it. But I will also say, I am selfish enough, I don't care if you want to tell me the story, but if it happened to me, you better effort listen to everything I have to say.
Because especially if it's like that,
I was scared, and you almost lost me. What would life have been like if you lost me?
You know what else sucks, too, is you're going to be on a bus for over an hour full of people that just all went through the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were hoping for peace and quiet, you're not going to get it.
You ain't kidding, man. There's just going to be people that are semi-traumatized.
Yeah,
no matter what
you're going to get all sorts of reactions on that bus. People that don't shut up about it, people that are upset about it, could be brought to tears over it.
Yeah, you're
people
absolutely
are yelling, it's not a big deal. Has this happened to me before? Let me tell you my crazy plane story.
That's the worst guy. Yeah, I was on a plane. Like, on the plane
you
with the guy.
You think this is bad.
And all I'm going to want really is a drink. Like, if that happens, I get off that plane, I really just want to go right to the airport bar, anchor in for a little bit, and have a couple.
Well, you're going to go
that
to the airport
your
bar
first
on your the place you're landing?
So let's say we landed in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And I'm jittery as hell.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know I got a little time for they get this, because they're not going to have a bus waiting there immediately, probably. They got to call somebody.
Okay.
I'm hitting that bar for at least two doubles. Just to take the edge off.
No, that's fine.
What?
It's just weird. Like you're
you wouldn't be like worried you're going to miss the bus home?
No.
That would be my fear.
The worst case scenario,
get
an
on
Uber.
This bus.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Pittsford. You have money for two doubles at the airport and an Uber home from Syracuse. Well,
I don't know which one's more expensive.
That'll be $700. It would be one of the scarier moments of your life.
Yeah, sure.
Well, and if you've flown enough, you've had one of those flights where you thought, okay, this is it.
Yeah.
It's over. It's on the staff and the plane. It's on the staff of the plane to keep people calm and safe. But after a plane in distress lands safely, there is still someone that has a job to do.
What's that?
Someone who didn't sign up for anything but being a ride home.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5. WCMF, a scary afternoon for folks flying into Rochester last week.
What happened?
Story in the DNC says an American Airlines flight from Boston to Rochester had to make an emergency landing in Syracuse around 3:30 in the afternoon. Story says there was reported smoke in the cockpit.
That can't be good.
No.
But that wasn't confirmed. So
I thought it was like the smell of smoke, but they couldn't tell where it was coming from.
Now, let's go with Kimmy's story. That sounds better. Now, we've all in this room been on a flight that we were convinced was going down, right? Kimmy, have you?
A little, you know, rockier than normal.
Okay. So, we know the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that flight I was on didn't involve smoke.
Yes.
You know? Like, the second I see or smell smoke, I'm convinced that I'm going to die on that plane.
Yeah.
It's over.
You're toast.
Oh, I just assume they, like, burnt food or something.
they don't cook on the plane. They just put it in the microwave.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wait, you got a guy flopping up too much. What flights are...
Got to flip those sausages to burn it.
As if the potential smoke and the emergency landing wasn't bad enough for these poor passengers, the folks on the plane did not get another plane to get home to Rochester.
Oh.
How could you?
Yeah, it was such a short hop.
Yeah.
They were put on a bus. Mm. They were driven down the 90 to the airport in Rochester.
See, right. That's what sucks is you know you only had like 10 more minutes on that plane.
It does, but here's the thing.
And your luggage is probably still sitting in Syracuse.
I assume they just throw the luggage on the bus.
Oh, maybe.
All right, but here's the thing. Yeah. I don't know about you guys. Mm-hmm. If I go through something like that, we have to emergency land and there may be smoke. I'm not getting another plane.
How?
Put me in that bus.
Oh,
and
like
I'm
if you had longer
home.
To go.
100%.
So I had to do it in Montreal.
Wait, you bussed home from Montreal?
No. You had to wait on another plane.
Oh.
How am I getting home?
Well, you
they weren't offering you a
bus service.
Yeah, because I was supposed to go Montreal. The flight home was Montreal, Baltimore home.
Ooh.
And we took off. And the fire alarm went off, so they leveled off the plane. They turned right around. They came back to the airport. They had the guys with the water cannons pointing at the thing.
Oh, they went
in the back. Everything was fine, obviously. Get back inside, you just rebook another flight and go home.
Okay, yeah, I'm renting a car, and I'm driving home from Montreal. I'm not doing that.
But you know how much money that costs?
No, I mean, you know how much life costs? When you're dead, nothing. You can't do anything. So you rent a car, and you go home.
So you, yeah, but you know, the odds of two planes crapping to bed Arlo, so minuscule.
Didn't Hemingway get in two plane crashes in 5 days?
He was drinking and driving.
No, he wasn't flying the plane.
Okay. Those were like little flights in Africa back in the day.
Just saying.
And those pilots were all alcoholics.
Okay, so the passengers obviously had a rough time on this flight. The pilots that had to land the plane safely, I'm assuming that's a rough situation. The stewards, stewardesses that had to keep folks calm and prepare them for the worst, that is an admirable job.
You ain't kidding.
But the folks who had it by far the worst.
Who?
Had no training at all.
Who?
What do you say to the person you're picking up from the airport that just had a scary-ass flight?
So, like, the bus driver? Or
the person waiting for you in Rochester, your friend, your family member that is waiting for you at the airport when you just got off a flight that you thought was going
to
kill you.
I'm going to guess you don't have to say much because they're not going to shut up about it.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they have had, what, like an hour and a half to process.
Yeah.
The what they've been through, right? Like, at that point, they might just be relieved that they're almost home.
In this case scenario, you're right. But there are people that'll have rough, scary landings coming into Rochester,
right?
Like, I mean, I used to
live... It's always bumpy coming into this town, man.
And I grew up down by the airport. The firehouse in Gates was, like, right next to my house. Mm. My dad picked this really prime piece of real estate next to a firehouse down the street from the airport, over a bowling alley, underneath another bowling alley. But, like, those fire trucks would go... probably three times a week for a potential issue at the airport.
Oh, really?
It happened on a regular basis.
That's a little scary.
So, like, let's say they land scary in Rochester. What do you say when they get in that car? You just there to listen? You're not going to say a word?
Yeah, because, like, what can you say? Because you weren't there. Like,
and you probably kind of want the gossip.
I don't want to hear about that.
You don't?
No.
I would want to hear about it.
You would want to hear about the scary flight they were just
kinda.
On?
I mean, you got to just say, like, you know, thank God you're home. Thank God you're safe.
No, but they're going to want you to react as if you were on the flight with them.
But I can't.
That's what I'm saying. You don't have that juice in you, man. So they're going to be frustrated that they're trying to tell you about the scary thing that just happened. You're just like, wow.
I always say, usually when I have to pick my wife up from the airport, it's late. It's like 10:30 on.
Okay.
Sometimes it's been midnight. I ain't got any energy, man. I'm you know, I got the dog with us. I just want to get home. I want to go back to bed.
Yeah.
She had a rough flight. I would just zone out. Like,
That's what I'm saying. And I understand you doing that, but she's not going to want that. She wants more from you. She wants you to tell her that she's lucky to be alive and identify with the struggles that she was going through on that plane. And thank God that she is still here, because what would your life be without her?
Right. Yeah, I'll do all that.
No, but you can't.
Can you write this down?
You can, and I wouldn't be able to do it either, because you physically can't do it.
Yeah.
And what makes this story even worse, to Kimmy's point, talking about this flight, it was supposed to be coming from Boston to Rochester. Smell of smoke or smoke in the plane is some of the reports, but who the hell knows? That wasn't confirmed. Had to land in Syracuse, an emergency landing. Those people then were put on a bus and driven down the 90 back to Rochester. The person that took the 90-minute bus from Syracuse to the airport when you're picking them up, between the landing, getting off the plane, loading of the bags, loading of the bus with people, that could easily be a 2 to 3 hour delay.
Oh, yeah. You're right. It's a long process.
And you may have already been waiting for them at the airport at their scheduled time, only to get that call about what happened. And now you're super inconvenienced because you're in that no man's land, Tommy.
Go back.
There's not enough time with 2-3 hours to go home and do anything. But 2 to 3 hours near the airport, you're bored out of your mind. What are you doing? Going to Ross's?
If I'm at the airport and she's not going to be home for 2 to 3 hours, I'm going to say, call me when they pull in.
So you're going home?
Yeah. 3 hours?
But by the...
I'm 10 minutes, 15 minutes from the airport.
Okay, I love guys like you. I'm 15 minutes, but you're not. It's a 23-minute door-to-door airport trip.
Okay, so when the bus pulls in... Mm-hmm. Call me, I'll get in the car and come get you. I'm not sitting in a loser cell phone line for 3 hours.
Well, he's saying, like, go to somewhere nearby and, like, shop or eat or something.
Oh, you know what they call that? My house.
So, 23 minutes. 23 minutes back to your house.
Yeah.
23 minutes to get back to the airport. Mm-hmm. So, that's 46 minutes, mm-hmm. right? So, let's take that out of the 2 hours. So, now you're going to be sitting. What are you going to do for an hour at your house?
Anything than sit in my car doing not moving.
Yeah, I'm probably going home.
Yeah. You're going to go home? I can't go home.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Well, you live in such a weird area.
Would you just bounce around?
I guess. Sucks because that Perkins is closed out there in Gates. It's been closed for 30 years, but, you know, I still like that Perkins.
Like, even if you sat down to eat somewhere, I mean, that maybe eats up an hour.
You have to eat really slow.
Yeah.
No, you're right. It's an impossible situation because even like having a mall near you for 2 hours, you would have to do a lot
Stroll
of
the mall.
Slow walking to kill 2 hours. But
you can look at the same thing 7 times.
Like I live 15 minutes from the airport, 10, 15 minutes, and I'm not going home on 2 hours.
I would.
I'm not.
And by the way, you know what you're going to end up doing? Just spending needless money.
You're right.
You're going to make dumbass purchases.
You're right, but I'm going to get home. I'm going to sit down on my couch. I'm going to start watching something. I'm going to get super frustrated because that thing is not going to be over by the time I have to get up. And I know when my wife gets home, I can't finish watching it because this is funny and she's not going to want to watch it. You get what I'm saying?
But I also, like, when I go to pick her up at night, I usually bring the dog because she wants to see the dog. Mm. So I also got the dog with me.
Okay.
The dog's not going to hang in a car for 2 hours.
You could take the dog to a park and take it for a walk.
It's 11 o'clock at night.
It's safe.
I'm going to get knifed or raped.
You're getting who?
Or a knife raping.
Not doing it.
Not Worst doing BG tune of all time.
Not doing it. Nope. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We got Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. Again, talking about this emergency landing flight from Boston. Had to make an emergency landing in Syracuse on its way to Rochester because of smoke issues, apparently. Folks on the plane had to get on a bus and drive to Rochester instead of getting a flight. This comes in from Dave. Dave says, I had to do the bus thing, but it was from Albany. I'd much rather have gotten another plane.
That's a half a day.
Yeah, he says, and the part of the engine came off on the plane we were on. That's why
Holy Christ, man.
Hey, you believe Dave?
What?
Part of the engine.
Well, yeah, extreme. Except they're
gonna, not the whole engine, but a chunk of it could have come
off. Not the whole thing, just part of it.
Like the casing around it.
We wouldn't have heard that story, you know, doing a news story, a news show. A part of an engine came off.
Could be a big engine cover-up.
Is that what it is? Yeah, we hear about every little thing that goes wrong with Boeing, but they're covering up engines falling off.
Now here's another thing that could happen in your scenario. Because you know like when you tell somebody like something happened to you just now, and then they want to tell you all the times they went through stuff. So they're not even listening to you anymore.
Yeah, yes.
Like that guy. I remember that time that whole damn engine came off, and I remember I watched that whole engine fall to the ground. We still landed. It took me 7 days, and we were never heard from again.
No, but you're right.
They don't even care.
But they want validation, but it's impossible for you to care that much in the car. Unless it was a situation where it was like, you know, landing gear didn't come off, this plane slid, there was sparks and fire, like all that stuff. Okay, like now I'm legitimately concerned about it. But I will also say, I am selfish enough, I don't care if you want to tell me the story, but if it happened to me, you better effort listen to everything I have to say.
Because Especially if it was like that.
I was scared, and you almost lost me. What would life have been like if you lost me?
You know what else sucks, too, is you're going to be on a bus for over an hour full of people that just all went through the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
So if you were hoping for peace and quiet, you're not going to get it.
You ain't kidding, man. There's just going to be people that are semi-traumatized.
Yeah, you're going to get all sorts of reactions on that bus. People that don't shut up about it, people that are upset about it, could be brought to tears over it.
Yeah, you're
people
absolutely.
People are yelling, it's not a big deal. Has this happened to me before? Let me tell you my crazy plane story.
That's the worst guy. Yeah, I was on a plane. Like, I'm the plane
you
with the guy.
You think this is bad.
And all I'm going to want really is a drink. Like, if that happens, I get off that plane, I really just want to go right to the airport bar, anchor in for a little bit, and have a couple.
Well, you're going to go that to the airport bar first... on your the place you're landing?
So let's say we landed in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And I'm jittery as hell.
Okay. Yeah.
And I know I got a little time for to get this, because they're not going to have a bus waiting there immediately, probably. They got to call somebody.
Okay.
I'm hitting that bar for at least two doubles. Just to take the edge off.
No, that's fine.
What?
It's just weird. Like, you're
wouldn't be like worried you're going to miss the bus home?
No.
That would be my fear.
Worst case scenario,
get
an Uber.
This bus.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Pittsford. You have money for two doubles at the airport and an Uber home from Syracuse. Well,
I don't know which one's more expensive.
That'll be $700.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.